Good mornings, I'm Chris Oakes, and coming up, how are you feeling today? If you tell people you're fine, but you really aren't, you're not alone. We'll tell you how to understand what your gut is trying to tell you about your health. Also coming up in our community and business spotlight, Provision Living at Findlay, the holistic, family-inclusive approach and exceptional community experience that sets them apart among senior care facilities. And we have another collection of yummy and easy-to-make recipes from Kyra's Kitchen. This is the Good Mornings Podcast Edition for Friday, May 30th, 2025. Okay, so right out of the gate, I have to correct an error that I made yesterday morning on the program. And I didn't even realize that I made this flub until someone pointed it out to me. And I said to myself, I couldn't have said that. I'd have made that mistake. And yet I went back and I listened to the audio of the show. And sure enough, I did. The Memorial Golf Tournament that is going on in Dublin this weekend is not Jack Nicholson's tournament. It is, of course, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. You can't handle the golf. just a little flub. There, I actually said it was Jack Nicholson's tournament, but it is, of course, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. So, so I'll correct that little grammatical error from yesterday morning. So Ben Griffin is atop the leaderboard at the Memorial, 7-under 65 in the opening round. Is the first time in his PGA Tour career that he has the lead after 18 holes. So that's kind of cool. Colin Morikawa is in second place, 5-under par. Max Homa rounds out the top three at 4-under. Andrew Novak, Lucas Glover will be among the first group teeing off for round two today. So, and I think Scotty Scheffler is tied for 7th at 2-under the opening round. So anyway, that's at the Memorial Jack Nicklaus's tournament in Dublin going on this weekend. Speaking of sports, and probably heard this, Ohio State is going to kick off the regular season against Texas at Ohio Stadium. We knew that, but it is a noon kickoff. Scheduled for August 30th, noon kickoff between the likely top 10 contenders. It'll likely be a top 10 matchup when that happens on August 30th. And there were a lot of folks who were hoping this would be a primetime game, but I think Fox has the TV rights, and so it is their big noon game for Ohio State and Texas. The Buckeyes, of course, will wrap up the regular season as they typically do against Michigan. That also a noon kickoff on Saturday, November 29th. So, I know it's people are hoping for a primetime matchup between Texas and Ohio State. Rematch of last year's thrilling game in the college football playoffs. We'll see if, the Longhorns going to be out for revenge after the way that game ended. in the college football playoff. So we'll see how that goes. August 30th at noon. So some of the other most interesting and buzzworthy stories of the day. Oh, did you hear we have a new spelling bee winner. Faizan Zaki. He's a 13-year-old from Allen, Texas, who was the runner-up last year, has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Young Mr. Zaki won with a word eclaircissima. Eclaircissima. Merriam-Webster defines the word as a clearing up of something obscure. Which, I'm glad they cleared up that obscure word, the meaning of that obscure word, eclaircissima. ECLAIRCISSEMENT is how you spell that. And he was able to win a $50,000 grand prize. He actually had a chance to win in the eighth round but flubbed the word commelina, C-O-M-M-E-L-I-N-A, which would seem to be a much easier word. And in fact, he said he was overconfident when he heard that was his word. He knew he had it in the bag and he flubbed it. And that led a couple of people who had been eliminated back into the competition. And so they had to keep going. Had he been able to spell that, it would have ended earlier. But anyway, he wins. And congratulations to Faizan Zaki, 13-year-old from Allen, Texas, your new Spelling Bee winner. There. That is amazing. These words. Man, where do they come up with these? You talk about obscure. So are you going to be doing any traveling this summer? A lot of people, according to this new study by the corporate travel booking site Navan, I'm not familiar with it. If you travel for business, maybe you're familiar with this platform. But they did a study or a survey on the number of people who will be mixing business with pleasure. And they say summer business trips are on the rise, with airfare bookings up 10% and hotel bookings up 25% compared to last year. This is just for business trips during the summer months. The average price of a flight is down 23%, coming in at $414 this year. Hotel rooms, though, will cost 6% more, at an average of $190 a night. So number of people who are piggybacking some personal leisure time with their business trip is on the rise. San Francisco, the top business travel destination site in the U.S., while overseas, London is number one. So that's where people are going for both business and pleasure. I thought that was kind of interesting. And a couple of other items here. Among the first things that you need to know, the most interesting and buzzworthy stories of the day. Every day, there's got to be a doom and gloom story, something we are concerned about, worried over, fearful of. Here is today's doom and gloom item. A new study from the University of California has found that chronic cannabis use, whether through smoking marijuana or consuming edibles, either way can have negative impacts on your cardiovascular health. The research findings suggest that long-term marijuana use can reduce blood vessel function in a manner similar to tobacco use. The study found that users had approximately half the blood vessel function compared to non-users, which is linked to an increased risk of heart attacks and high blood pressure. So if you are a regular cannabis user, take note. You are not doing your health any favors. So we're all going to die. We're all going to die because we're eating those marijuana gummies, I guess. I thought that was interesting. What I thought was really interesting about that is it doesn't matter whether you smoke it or whether you use the edibles, it still has the same effect, they say. Okay. And lastly here, among the first things that you need to know this morning, tell you what, give mom a break today. I think a lot of schools around the area had their last day yesterday for anyone other than, you know, the senior class. The final day of school was yesterday. So I think all of the kids are out now, right? I think yesterday was the last day for most students. So all of the students are out. And things are really going to get busy for mom, who's got to deal with the kids every single day, all day long. A recent survey of 2,000 millennial moms has found that nearly a third get less than 30 minutes of alone time each day. Less than 30 minutes of me time each day for these moms. The majority of mothers rarely have a moment to themselves. One in seven admit that they quite often forget what day it is because The schedule is so busy. What day is it again? The study also showed that half of moms cannot remember the last time they did not feel rushed through a meal. They can't remember the last time they did not feel rushed. The survey highlighted the challenges that millennial moms face in finding time for themselves and enjoying moments of solitude. So, give mom a break today. She certainly deserves it, and she is not getting the time off to herself, the time to herself that she deserves. So, there you go. Some of the most interesting and buzzworthy stories to get your Friday morning started.
WFIN News, I'm Matt Demchak. Your WTOL 11 weather. Mostly cloudy today with a high around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of a shower, a low in the mid-50s. The Findlay-Hancock County Community Foundation Board of Trustees approved more than $519,000 in grants at its May board meeting.
Grant making is the cornerstone program of the Findlay-Hancock County Community Foundation, and we award between $3 and $4 million annually.
Community Foundation President and CEO Brian Treese says they're incredibly proud to support such a diverse range of projects throughout Hancock County in this latest round of grants. Among the many organizations receiving grants in May, Awakening Minds Art, Children's Mentoring Connection, City Mission of Findlay, and the Findlay Art League. See the full list in this story on our website. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will be in Fostoria at the end of June. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall is a smaller replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall will be at Fostoria Community Schools June 26th through the 30th. The wall's visit to Fostoria is especially significant as 2025 marks the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Get more details in this story on our website. The Findlay-Hancock County Public Library has announced that Color Our World is the theme for its 2025 Summer Read program. This summer, the library invites you to embark on a journey of art and creativity, celebrating the myriad of ways in which art enriches our lives. A Summer Read kickoff party is planned for Monday at the library. Get more details in this story on our website. The Ohio State Buckeyes' 2025 football schedule is officially out, and the season kicks off with a bang, a huge matchup in the Shoe.
Ohio State will open the season at home against Texas on August 30th. And get this, it's a noon kickoff. That top 10 matchup is just the start. There are a lot of tough matchups this year. And yes, the game against Michigan stays right where fans expect it at noon on November 29th.
Remember, you can always get more news online at WFIN.com.
So, how are you feeling this morning? If your stock response to that question is, oh, I feel fine, but you really don't, you will want to pay attention to what our next guest has to say. Dr. Tanya Elliott is a dual board certified allergy, immunology, and internal medicine physician, as well as a renowned health influencer, with us this morning to talk about the importance of gut health and to explain how it can also affect your mental and physical health. Dr. Elliott, we were talking about this survey the other day. People may remember. It caught my eye because the average person says that they only truly feel fully healthy for just 19 days out of the month. So by and large, we just don't feel well much of the time.
Yes, and not only that, about 70% of those survey respondents reported that they were either in moderate or poor health overall. And their number one complaint, digestive issues, followed by fatigue, mood changes, and headaches.
And so you say what is really interesting is that this all is connected a lot of the time.
Yes. And so we've got to stop thinking of the gut as this isolated organ. And when there's issues with the gut, you get bloating, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and that's it. We've got to think about the gut as a hub that communicates with all the other organs in our body. Because guess what? Our intestines, our gut, has 80% of our immune cells. It also has 90% of our serotonin. That's our feel-good hormone that's depleted when we're feeling depressed. So there's an association between having gut issues and fatigue, mood changes, depression, brain fog, sleep issues, poor productivity at work. It's not just isolated to acid reflux, constipation, and diarrhea.
Yeah. So again, as we were saying, this can impact not just your physical health, but also your mental health as well. And as you were saying, it kind of boils down to the immune system. So what kind of conditions can poor gut health lead to? You mentioned some of the obvious ones that we immediately associate with gut health, but what else?
Yeah, so you can end up with something called leaky gut. You may have heard this term before, but essentially we need to think about our gut as like this smooth lining of cells. But if those cells are not healthy, they start to break down. And when that gut lining breaks down, you end up with bacteria, toxins, and food byproducts in your bloodstream. So then what does your immune system do? Your immune system says, hey, what are these toxins? What are these things that should have been excreted out and stayed in the gut? What the heck are they doing in our bloodstream? And then you start to get inflammation. And so now we've got all these pro-inflammatory cytokines in our bloodstream. So what do you end up with? You can end up with autoimmune disease. You can see an increased incidence of allergies, more infections. And then as we mentioned before, because of that serotonin connection, mental health issues as well.
So what then can we do to improve our overall gut health? And if we, if it is deteriorated to that point, is it reversible?
Yeah. So what we have to do is support our gut microbiome and all of the good bacteria that's present in our gut. So food's super important. Physical activity is important too, because that can help you get sort of things moving in your digestive tract. But talking about that good bacteria, right? There are prebiotics, which is essentially the food that good bacteria need to eat in order to proliferate and grow. There are probiotics, where you're actually ingesting the bacteria, those good bacteria themselves, either through yogurt that's cultured yogurt or fermented foods. And then there's postbiotics, which I like to call the punchline. Postbiotics are the byproducts that the good bacteria produce when they break down fiber in your gut. And there's one postbiotic that's important for your colon cells called butyrate. And Dr. Bess has formulated a supplement around that. It's called Butyrate with Core Biome. And that's super important for our colon cells to support healthy digestion.
So how does all of that work? I mean, explain what it does and how it can clean up this mess that we seem to have created here.
Yeah. So you want to have your gut cells be as healthy as possible. And one of the ingredients to that, or the components of that, is something called butyrate that you typically get when good bacteria break down fiber. So we always talk about, oh, we have to digest things, and there's fiber that gets digested, and then there's insoluble fiber, right? But at the end of the day, right, the food gets broken down, starting in our mouth with salivary enzymes, right? And then in our stomach, it gets processed further. And all along the way, your body is absorbing the nutrients that it needs, right? But in order to do that, for your body to absorb those nutrients, it needs support from good bacteria along the way. And that good bacteria then produces additional byproducts, and it's those byproducts that support a healthy gut.
So so we can get this via the postbiotic supplements. Anything else that we should be doing to, I guess, supplement that as well?
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're eating foods that are easily digestible and avoiding ultra-processed foods, going organic whenever you can, going for whole foods whenever you can. And you want to also do things to support the production of good bacteria in your gut. So, for example, if you've taken antibiotics, right, that wipes out the bad bacterial infection, but it also wipes out the good bacteria. So then you need to work to restore that good bacteria by considering taking a probiotic. So we want to make sure the name of the game is helping the good bacteria in our gut be healthy, and that in turn helps our gut cells to be healthy.
Not necessarily a cure-all, but it will probably do a lot to cure much of what ails us.
Well, it'll help to support the development of healthy gut cells. Like, you know, we're so used to, hey, we want to support skin cells, and we want to be able to put on skin creams that support with like healthy aging and things like that. Well, just think about your gut cells and how those gut cells need support too, right? Whether that's through supplements, through foods, through the good microbiome and the support that those good bacteria create. We want to support those gut cells so that they are operating on all cylinders.
So what are the questions that we should ask of our doctor? Where can we get more information? I mean, kind of lay this out for us and how people get started to get more information as it might apply to their particular situation, whatever they are, whatever issue that people are dealing with.
They always want to check with their doctor, right? And you always want to rule out the bad stuff, right? We've seen an increased incidence of colon cancer. We see increased incidence of stomach cancer from H. pylori, right? So if you're having GI issues, don't just say, oh, I'm just going to take an antacid forever, right? You want to make sure you get that checked out with your doctor. And anytime you're considering a supplement or anything over the counter, talk with your doctor first. If you want more information about postbiotics and butyrate and a whole host of other digestive enzymes and ways in which you can support your digestive tract, check out doctorsbest.com.
All right. Dr. Tanya Elliott, again, dual board certified allergy, immunology, and internal medicine physician and renowned health influencer. Dr. Elliott, thanks very much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the Good Mornings Community and Business Spotlight.
In the spotlight this morning are the folks at Provision Living in Findlay. Kyle Folk and Carrie Joe with us from Provision Living. Relatively new to the community. You've been here for, what, not quite a year yet, right?
That's correct.
There are an awful lot of senior living communities around. What makes Provision Living stand out?
So what makes Provision Living stand out is our fall protection system that we have in every one of our apartments. It allows the aides and nurses to know immediately when someone has taken a fall or is about to fall.
So a lot of peace of mind there. And it's not the nursing homes of old when we think of senior living. I mean, I think sometimes people get that in their mind, but your whole atmosphere is completely different than that. It's about as different as it can possibly be.
That is correct.
Provision Living offers a lifestyle that is very vibrant, and we believe in giving older adults purpose. Right? They want to have purpose. They want to have a mission every single day. But we provide a lifestyle full of energy and life and joy. And it really offers them a time to meet with friends, because so often they get isolated and they're alone and they really don't know what they're missing. Mm-hmm. So the lifestyle that we offer provides opportunities, keeps them active. Their meals are on point, and there's so much socialization, field trips, outings. It's a pretty unique thing.
When you visit Provision Living, you don't get the feeling that you are at a senior facility.
That's exactly right. I like to say it's a cruise ship on land, because it literally is like a resort. We have villas that are for the independent living, and then we have assisted living and memory care. And it isn't like a nursing home. It is literally like a resort for older adults. And they just come to life where they've been at home for so long, and then they forget how much they love to be around friends and that they actually can do things that maybe they're afraid to do.
And at the same time, as you were mentioning, Kyle, that peace of mind is really important as well, both for the residents and their families.
Correct. So in addition to the fall protection system, we do have lower care ratios. So when you're looking at care ratios and care provider compared to resident, we are on the lower end of that, which means you get more one-on-one care, which again allows peace of mind for the residents and their families.
Mm-hmm. And a number of different, I don't know what the word is, different styles, I guess, of resident. You've got the apartments.
Levels
of care. Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Right. And so the way that we determine that is through an assessment. We have an amazing nurse on our team, and we provide an assessment prior to determine what level of care is your loved one. Are they good with independent living? Mm-hmm. Do they need maybe a level one or level two care where it's maybe just med management and somebody keeping their eyes on them?
Should mention, too, memory care.
Right. And memory care is a unique thing. It is a very difficult journey for family members.
Sure.
So we provide a lot of opportunities for grief counseling and counseling on how to endure that journey when your loved one is faced with dementia or Alzheimer's. So memory care is a special thing, but the most important part of memory care is keeping them active, keeping them engaged, keeping them feeling normal, right? That we love them and we're giving them purpose and providing them opportunities to keep going.
Which builds on everything that you were just talking about for
right.
all of your residents.
Right.
And also, I think it's very important to mention that you really see yourself as a resource for families who are entering this phase and in need of perhaps some services or just answering questions.
Absolutely. So there are so many questions. And when you get started on a journey like this, there's a lot of anxiety. We don't know what to ask. And so Provision Living at Findlay, Kyle, the team, everybody is so great to really meet people where they're at, answer questions, where to start, how to plan for it, what options are there out there. So it's a great place to provide resources and talk you through it.
When is the best time to start having those conversations?
Right now, because I think people wait until a crisis occurs, yeah. And that provides more stress. It can be very intense for a family. So as soon as possible, having those hard conversations and just saying, what does ready look like for you, mom or dad? Like, what does that really look like? Mm-hmm. And then allowing them the opportunity to come out and visit, experience the lifestyle so they can see it.
Right.
Because like you said, some people think nursing home, that's right. All they know.
Yeah.
They don't know that senior living is amazing now. It's a whole different animal.
So how do folks get started and where do they learn more?
Give us a call, 567-525-7120, mm-hmm. or they can stop by the building at 11915 Township Road, 145 here in Findlay.
So right outside of town.
Yes.
Conveniently located and worth a visit. Folks can drop by and see what it is that you do. You are also online, right?
Correct. We are on Facebook. We have a website, Provision Living at Findlay. And you can just stop by anytime. We're glad to welcome you. You can have a meal with us. You can meet some of our residents. And they really will share with your loved one what they love about senior living and living with us.
And most importantly, as you were mentioning, get that conversation started.
That's right.
Kyle Folk, Carrie Joe from Provision Living at Findlay with us in the spotlight this morning. As thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
The Community and Business Spotlight is a promotional advertisement paid for by the featured sponsor.
This is Good Mornings with Chris Oakes on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and 95.5 FM.
We interrupt this program to bring you a broken news alert.
So remember yesterday we had the story of the man in Turkey who had wandered away into the woods in a drunken stupor, and his family called authorities. They formed a search party, and he ended up, when he came to, inadvertently joined the search party searching for himself. Didn't even realize it until he heard people calling his name and joined his own search party. So this story, that was yesterday in the broken news. So this story will give that guy a run for his money. In the Adirondack Mountains of New York State this past weekend, officials received a 911 call from two hikers reporting that their friend had died. However, when the hikers met up with the steward at the summit of the mountain, it became clear that they had ingested hallucinogenic mushrooms and were in an altered mental state. The steward called for a forest ranger to escort the disoriented hikers to an ambulance. They were treated, and the supposedly deceased hiker later contacted authorities to confirm that they were alive and, in fact, completely uninjured. Not only was he not dead, he wasn't even injured. The ranger then escorted this hiker back to the group's campsite, where he was reunited with his buddies who had called to report him deceased. Can you imagine what that reunion was like? Bob, we thought you were dead! Story goes on to say that the precise chain of events that led the two hikers to believe that their companion had perished remains unknown. I'm guessing it might have something to do with the hallucinogenic mushrooms. Our friend died! Oh, they need to get together with that guy in Turkey. That would be one wild weekend right there, wouldn't it? I mean, that Elsewhere in the broken news, you remember the story back in March about that power outage at Heathrow Airport in London. You remember the story made all of the headlines, international news, led to a day-long shutdown of Heathrow Airport, one of the busiest in Europe, had to be shut down for an entire day because of this power outage. Really upended travel in Europe, the cascading effect of flight delays and cancellations. Around 200,000 passengers ended up stranded because Heathrow was closed for a day. Well, as it turns out, according to the official review of the incident, the chief executive of the airport, Thomas Woldby, was asleep at home with his phone on silent when the blackout occurred. He had no idea. The guy in charge of the airport had no idea that any of this was happening. The outage began around 11:55 p.m., but Mr. Woldby was not made aware of the situation until approximately 6:45 the next morning, despite numerous attempts by the chief of operations at the airport, Javier Akave, to contact him. With the CEO unreachable, Mr. Akave, chaired the crisis meetings, and he was the one that made the decision to shut down the airport. The guy in charge had no idea because he was home asleep with his phone on silent. The review committee recommended that Heathrow consider enhancing its notification process for critical incidents. And they suggested including alternative methods to reach key individuals in an emergency. His phone was on silent. Oh, man. How would you like to have to own up to that one, you know, in the official review? Where were you when all was this was happening? Well, I was home asleep. Okay. Also in the broken news this morning, police in Jacksonville, Florida are on the search for a suspect who allegedly stole a ferret from a local pet store. Stole a ferret. According to the police report, security cameras captured footage of a male suspect fondling the ferret for quite some time before shoving it into his shorts and leaving the store without paying. As the suspect departed, a store manager gave chase but was unable to obtain the license plate number of the van the suspect fled. Sped away. Security video, though, may aid in the eventual apprehension of what police are calling the ferret bandit. Shoved it into his shorts and took off. Okay, then. More animal fun. And this one is a story with a happy ending. A dachshund is safe and sound after being rescued by the Colorado Springs Fire Department in Colorado. Little wiener dog, Finley the dachshund, found himself stuck for several hours in a pipe under a concrete slab. This happened, I don't know if it was last night or a couple of nights ago. Fire crews responded to the call and found Finley the dachshund about 15 feet inside the pipe. They had to use search cams to figure out exactly where Finley was. They cut a hole into the concrete to dig out the dirt and break into the pipe to get Finley the dachshund out. The dog started running around and wagging his tail after his rescue. Like nothing had happened. Finley the wiener dog is safe and sound now. That's good. And finally, in the broken news this morning, British daredevil by the name of Ryan Looney, age 28, has set a new Guinness World Record. Now, these stories are in the news, and frankly, A lot of times you just kind of skim over these and, you know, we don't talk about them because some of these records, world records, are just really dumb, you know? But this one is actually pretty impressive. Mr. Looney achieved his world record by executing 7 backflips in 30 seconds while engulfed in flames. 7 backflips in 30 seconds. You know, I couldn't do it, but I wouldn't imagine that's all that difficult. But while you are on fire doing that, that significantly increases the difficulty level, I think. Mr. Looney is known for his daredevil stunts and his previous world records. He wore protective gear and layers soaked in gel to shield himself from the heat of the fire. Following the successful acrobatic feat, he was promptly extinguished with a fire extinguisher and wrapped in a towel. Actually, he said he was surprised that he was able to surpass the previous record, which is hard to believe that there's more than one person who's doing backflips while on fire in the world, but apparently there are others who have tried this as well. He now says he is motivated to pursue additional challenges in the future, inspired by his recent accomplishment. So, 7 backflips while on fire. Yes, and his name is Looney. I think that's probably very appropriate. It is impressive, though. There you go. That is today's Broken News Report, an update on the odd and unusual side of the headlines. With that, we now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
And now your daily download, the numbers behind the news and the statistics that shape our lives. If you are looking for love, if you still haven't found that someone special, maybe you're looking in the wrong place. Instead of, you know, joining those dating apps, what you need to do is join a book club instead. According to a recent survey of 2,000 Americans, 23% of book club members say they have found romantic interests within their reading groups. It's nearly 1 in 4. And men more than twice as likely than women to report meeting someone romantically at a book club. 38% of men compared to 16% of women say they have found love at the book club. As a matter of fact, 45% of Gen Xers and 47% of Gen Z respondents in the survey say they actually prefer meeting potential partners at a book club over a dating app. So consider that. Now, all of that being said, that is not the primary reason that most people join a book club. The most common reason cited, as you might imagine, 68% said they joined a book club to discover new book titles to read. 63%, though, did say they join a book club because of the socialization aspect, and 59% are looking to make new friends. So it's not a big stretch to think that romance might come of that. The survey highlighted the therapeutic and mental health benefits of book club meetings. 93% of respondents in the survey agree that it does have a positive impact, whether or not you actually find love. Now, how long will it take? Well, I hope you actually like to read. You can't join a book club if you don't like to read. The average member of a book club says that they read 10 books per year. Once again, to conclude the program today, my wife Kyra has joined us in the studio. with another collection of easy and delicious recipes from Kyra's Kitchen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this first one actually is a... Where did you find this recipe?
So I want to...
You see it online or something?
Yeah, I think I saw it either on Facebook or Pinterest, okay. One of those. I saw it and then...
And then you kind of tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah.
To make it... How was it different than the way we had it the other night?
So the way they have it, they kind of made it more of a sloppy Joe type thing with a bun. And I have it more as a loose meat open face.
Okay.
So sandwich.
Open face sandwich. And it was not as sloppy as your traditional sloppy Joe.
No.
But it is really yummy. So I guess the point is you could do this as a sloppy Joe.
You could do it as a sandwich.
In a traditional bun.
Do it on a
But it was yummy as an open face sandwich. Yeah. This is a loose meat French onion open face sandwich.
Yes. So 1 pound of ground beef, half a large onion thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons minced garlic, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce, 1 teaspoon soy sauce, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, salt and pepper to taste, 12 thick slices from French bread loaf, and 12 slices of provolone cheese. So heat olive oil in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the sliced onions. Cook for 10 to 12 minutes until caramelized and golden brown. Add your minced garlic and cook for an additional 1 to 2 minutes. Add ground beef to the skillet, breaking it apart with a spatula. Cook until browned and fully cooked for about 5 to 7 minutes. Drain any excess fat. Stir in your Worcestershire sauce, your soy sauce, your dried thyme, your salt and pepper. Let it simmer for about 5 minutes to blend the flavors. Preheat your broiler while the mixture simmers. Lightly toast your French bread until it's golden brown. Once that's done, take it out, spoon your beef mixture on top of each half of your French toast loaf slices.
Mm-hmm.
Top with cheese. With your cheese, place under the broiler for 1 to 2 minutes until the cheese is melted and bubbly. Then remove it from the oven and enjoy.
Yeah, simple as that.
Yep.
And again, you could do that with buns if you wanted to. It's not going to be as sloppy as traditional sloppy Joes. It is really yummy. I love the French onion twist on the traditional sloppy Joe recipe.
Yes.
And that's what you did. The reason why she tweaked this with the open face is because we got like one of those leftover French loaf bread.
Bread. And I was like, French onion, French bread.
It makes sense. And it was one of those day old French bread loaves that we got for cheap.
Yep.
The grocery store. Here's a great way to use it. So
it was yummy.
And then to go along with the loose meat French onion open face sandwich, we have bacon ranch tortellini salad.
Yes. So this is 1 19-ounce bag of frozen tortellini, 10 slices of bacon, 1/2 cup of grape tomatoes quartered, 1/2 cup of cheddar cheese shredded, 1/4 cup of red onion diced, 1 green bell pepper diced, and 3/4 cups of your favorite ranch dressing. So cook the tortellini according to the package directions, drain and cool in a cold water bath. Then after that, drain it again and refrigerate while preparing the bacon and vegetables. Heat a large skillet over medium-high heat. Cook the bacon until crisp. Drain the grease, then roughly chop. I chop up my bacon beforehand or before I even put it in the skillet. Then I can put it all in the skillet. I don't have to put strips in there.
Especially
when you're just crisping it up, it's just easier.
And I would imagine it's easier to crisp that way.
Yes.
It gets crispier.
It's smaller. Yes.
Because it's smaller pieces.
Yeah. So that's my little
kitchen hack there.
Yes. Okay. So set aside about 1/4 of the bacon. You're going to use that as a garnishment if you want. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So then in a large bowl, toss the cold tortellini, the bacon, the tomatoes, the cheddar cheese, the onion, the green pepper, and toss it all with the ranch dressing. Garnish with your crumbled bacons if you desire. Store in an airtight container and enjoy.
Okay. And then for dessert, we have a recipe for cookie butter cookies.
Yes.
Cookie butter cookies. Okay.
I love cookie butter. It's like one of my favorites.
What's the difference between, I'm showing my ignorance in the kitchen, but what is the difference between cookie butter and just regular butter?
No, it's more like a peanut butter. So a cookie butter, it's in the same type of jar as peanut butter.
So you buy this on the store shelf and it says cookie butter.
Oh, I have some.
How much time I spend in the kitchen.
I took it with us on vacation this past weekend on it with my graham crackers.
This is why I do not venture into the kitchen very often because I don't know these things. Yes. But cookies.
I hide it from you because you'll probably eat it all once you've had some.
Okay, it's all right. Cookie butter cookies. What have we got here?
So it's a half a cup of butter softened, a quarter cup of granulated sugar, quarter cup of brown sugar, 3/4 cups of Biscoff cookie butter divided, one large egg, half a teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, half a teaspoon of baking powder, quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, quarter teaspoon of salt, and sea salt for the topping. So preheat your oven to 350 degrees, line baking sheet with parchment paper or spray with cooking spray. In a large mixing bowl, cream together the softened butter, the sugar, the brown sugar, and half a cup of Biscoff cookie butter until light and fluffy. Add the eggs and vanilla extract. Beat well. In a separate bowl, whisk together the flour, the baking powder, the cinnamon, and the salt. Gradually add the dry ingredients to the butter mixture, mixing until just combined. Using a small cookie scoop or a spoon, drop dough balls onto your prepared baking sheet. Space them apart about 1 to 2 inches. These are not going to spread all that much.
Okay.
So they're going to spread a little bit, but not.
So they're going to be nice and thick cookies.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes or until the edges are lightly golden brown. Melt the remaining quarter cup of cookie butter for about 30 seconds in the microwave. Then once you've brought the cookies out, you're going to let them cool just a little bit. Then you're going to drizzle the warm cookie spread on top of, just kind of drizzle it on and then sprinkle on some sea salt. Mm. And let Sounds them cool yummy. Completely yep. and enjoy.
We will certainly enjoy the recipes for the loose meat French onion open face sandwiches, the bacon ranch tortellini salad, and the cookie butter cookies. Are all posted on the Kyra's Kitchen Facebook page, right?
Yep, they are.
So it's at Kyra's Kitchen WFIN on Facebook. And if that's too much to remember, you can go to the Good Mornings webpage, goodmornings.net, and we have the link posted there. You can also, at the Facebook page, you follow Kyra's Kitchen's Facebook page. You get all of the recipes every week. And if you want to share one or if you want to request one, we love. Love getting
I'm over here nodding my head when I should be saying yes, because you guys can't see me nod my head.
We love
ideas.
Share your favorite recipes, or if there's a recipe that you're looking for, we'll get Kyra on the case so you can message her on the Facebook app. You can also email us goodmornings@wfin.com and reach out that way. Again, goodmornings.net for all of those. And my wife, Kyra, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And that will finish up our podcast for today. Want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program, of course. Once again, a reminder, you can get more information about all of the topics that we talk about each and every day on the show at our webpage, which is goodmornings.net. You can also connect with us on social media, sign up for a daily email newsletter, and more. Again, goodmornings.net, our little corner of the World Wide Web. And if you're a fan of the show, we'd love it if you would leave a rating or review on your favorite podcasting platform to help others find us as well. Until Monday morning, that is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out and make it a good day, a great weekend. We'll catch you back here next week.